You're listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
And welcome back into Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific Tuesday. Well, it's always a treat. We had him on before the start of last season, bringing him on again. Former Tennessee football coach, Philip Fulmer. Coach, how are you today?
Good. How are you guys today?
Doing fine, thanks. Listen, Coach to Coach Radio can be heard here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone every Friday after Press Row goes off the air at 6 p.m. With Coach Fulmer and Doug Matthews. You had your first one this past week, so you're kind of in the groove already. How you liking the radio thing second time around?
Yeah, it's our second year, and it's fun. I got kind of asked every year to do it with different people between Sirius and others, and just wasn't into it. But when Doug asked, I thought, you know what, this is a great opportunity to kind of, you know, stay in tune to college football and give a different perspective. And it's really been fun. I mean, it's not that time consuming. It doesn't take away from my business or my family that much, and I've actually enjoyed it, just keeping up.
All right, when you were coaching all those years, there were a lot of years Tennessee had expectations through the roof, and it was your job to temper those expectations. Now that you're not pacing the sidelines anymore, there's a lot of expectations with this Tennessee team. Are you tempering them, or are you just rolling with it and having fun and being wildly optimistic with this bunch?
I've got Butch's back in every way that I can. He's doing a great job, and I've actually been out today. Yesterday, went out to practice and watched him, and been out several times. And you know, we talk occasionally. I want him to do well, and you know, he's young yet. He's actually still at least a year away from being where he wants to be. But as an alumnus on the other side of that, and a fan, you know, I'm optimistic that we'll have a good year. And if things happen just right, and Georgia, you know, is an interesting team, and we've been really close every year that he's been here, that Butch's been here. If we were to get them, it would be a real opportunity, because I don't think the East is great. So, you know, it's all about scheduling and playing well at the right time and staying healthy and all those things that we used to be concerned about.
Coach, I mean, like you said, you've seen them, and it was your job as a coach to worry. What is your biggest concern? I know news out today that Marcus Jackson, a starter at left guard last year, may be out for a couple of months, maybe the whole season. What would be your biggest worry about this year's Tennessee team?
Well, the offensive line is obviously the biggest concern. You know, the good news is that they're all back, and the bad news maybe is that they're all back. You know, they've got to get better. I mean, it was incredible how Josh Dobbs made such a difference with his mobility from what they were early on, and everybody thought the offensive line got that much better, but I don't think they really did. They are better just from watching them yesterday, but they're not where they need to be, and they can't afford to lose Marcus or anybody else to an injury. That would be my number one concern. Number two is still our youth overall. You know, having a chance to build depth is going to be really important, particularly defensive front. First group, we probably can hang in there with most people, but just this league, you've got to have depth, and we're not there. And probably my next concern, two concerns, would be middle linebacker. And then our punter coming through. The kid last year made huge difference in the football team because he kept changing field position in those tough games. And he was a big part of why we won 7. And if we can fill most of those things, then expectations, you know, should be high.
You're listening to former Tennessee football coach Philip Fulmer here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, thanks again for taking the time. You mentioned Josh Dobbs. He's a big part of those high expectations and the optimism. Having seen multiple practices so far, how would you describe his improvement, and which one of your former quarterbacks would you say he reminds you most of?
Well, now, I haven't seen most of the practices. I've seen a couple of practices, and but I've seen enough of Josh Dobbs to know that, you know, he is, you know, I know I'm saying this understanding that Prescott's, you know, coming back in Mississippi State, but when you have your quarterback returning that's played as well as he played the last, what, six or seven ball games last year, you got a chance. And Josh is special. And if he plays up to the level that I think he can, I mean, he could be the best one in the league, in my opinion. And it is a reminder to me of, well, it's probably not Peyton for sure. That's a joke.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're supposed to know. I don't know. You know, Brent Schaefer, when he played his little bit of there, you know, he's just got such great escapability and mobility, and he sees the field well. I don't know if I had one quite like him. Our guys were a little bit more pocket passers and those kind of things. If you really wanted to get down to it, maybe, I guess it would be Heath Shuler, you know, and he didn't probably have as strong an arm as Heath or quite throw it as well, but Heath could get away and make, he just made everybody better.
That's kind of where I was thinking, and along those lines and your ties to the program, this team's got so many legacies. Coach, does that make you feel old or proud on the imprint you put on Tennessee on your former players?
Well, both. You know, both. I was either an assistant coach or head coach and a lot of those guys, and it's good to see them follow suit and come to Tennessee. You know, and when I was an assistant coach and then became head coach, I was coaching sons of guys that I had coached, and you know, David Douglas and Aaron and Bill Mayo and his son Cam and others, you know, along the way. But it's great to see the guys feel good enough about the program with Butch being there that, you know, they want to send their sons there and help us get back on track.
You're listening to former Tennessee football coach Philip Fulmer here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. And as soon as our Press Row show goes off each Friday at 6 o'clock, Phil Fulmer and Doug Matthews take over for Coach to Coach Radio here again on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Coach, I mean, it's no secret, Alabama 84-11 the past seven seasons with three national titles. When you look around at the entire league, do you see Alabama still being the dominant team this year, or do you think either they've come back a little, the pack has surged ahead, and do you see it wide open? Media Days, you know, picks Georgia in the East, Alabama in the West, and Auburn to win the whole thing, so pretty wide open there. Do you see it wide open this year as far as the league race?
Well, on the East side, I think it's Georgia and Tennessee, personally. I know Missouri, you know, is in there. South Carolina, I think, is kind of falling off, and you know, it's just not very good on the East. It's amazing what's over on the West. You know, me personally, I, you know, just because of all that Alabama has done over the years and how consistent they've been and played, you know, I think you have to pick them. I love the quarterback at Auburn now. He's got it all. He can throw it as well as anybody, and he runs well enough to be dangerous in that offense. So I really like him. It's just a question if they can be good enough on defense. And then in this league, if you're not good on defense, you don't really have a very good chance to win. I like Arkansas, to tell you the truth. If you can run the football and like they can, and they've kind of established a mentality, and they were so close last year in six conference games, including Alabama, they took to the last, you know, play. I like them, and really, I mean, you could just almost pick anybody on the West to be in it, and that's a blessing and a curse because, you know, you might have to win the division with two losses, you know, and it depends on how it works out.
All right, before we close, we like to just play a little rapid fire. First thing off the top of the head, you ready to go?
Okay.
Sure. All right, who do you think, if I had to say, give me a Tennessee football player that you think might fit into that dark horse candidate that we're not talking about now that you think could really step up this year and have a big year?
Well, the backup tailback. I forgot his name.
Alvin Kamara?
Kamara, yeah.
Okay.
I think he's special.
Last year when we had you, you were first and foremost saying Tennessee could surely should get to six or seven wins. If I gave you this year's club in the over-under at 8 wins, where are you going, Coach?
I'd go there over 8.
Okay. In your years, where did you enjoy going most? When you were not playing in Neyland, what SEC venue did you enjoy coaching in most?
Well, Georgia, probably.
Okay.
I mean, I loved LSU. That's a hard one. I like going to other stadiums and beating them.
The Ronda Rousey's in the news a bunch, Coach. What would it? How much money would it take for you to get in the ring and fight Ronda Rousey?
There's not enough.
Of course, obviously, you've been actively involved with East Tennessee State. How long, realistically, do you think where East Tennessee State can be having winning seasons in the FCS?
Well, this will be their first, and I really think by their third year they can be in the hunt for that championship for the Southern Conference.
All right. Former Tennessee football coach Philip Fulmer, always enjoy having you on again when Press Row goes off the air each Friday at 6 o'clock. Listen to Coach Radio with Philip Fulmer and Doug Matthews. It is great stuff, having listened to it a lot last year, being a big fan of the show. Coach, as always, thank you so much for coming on here in Chattanooga.
David, thank you. And we enjoy the relationship with you guys, and we appreciate you allowing me to be on today. Take care.
All right, you too. Former Tennessee coach Philip Fulmer here on Press Row. Back with more. We'll open up the Hardee's Hotline at 648-1051. You're listening to Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone.